Are there particular needs and challenges for people, gay people of color, that perhaps Caucasian gay people don't encounter?
Oh, yeah. There's higher incidence of AIDS and all kind of health things. And also, you know, making things relevant to that community rather than assuming that they are just like the community at large. So they've evolved with their own gay pride, which is going on right now. And there's a black gay pride that's happening this weekend. And it's been an annual thing, started several times, but this one has continued for over a decade. And there's space to need our own sense of community and so also to be inclusive in the community at large.
I mean, when you came out in the 70s, was there acceptance on the part of white gay community towards people of color or
discrimination not? In some cases and acceptance in others. The founders of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore were lesbian, gay, black and white, Puerto Rican, mixture, different races and groups and gender. And also along the way, some transgender and bisexual people as a melting pot, as an incubator of other groups to evolve and churches. There have been churches spinning out of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center, African-American gay churches, which didn't exist when I first came out, but have come and thrived.